get your attention? All right. Hopefully that won't happen again. Welcome back. I love hearing all this chatter. I don't love hearing that. We are so happy to have you back. This has proven to be one of the two favorite days of the year. We keep hearing this from you all. And the first, one of the other favorite is the very first get to know you day. And then this one is the reconnect day. So I'm glad to see so many of you are here to reconnect starting this new year. Maybe it'll help if I hold it out right here. So you probably know there was no lesson today, so there's going to be no lecture today. So I'm basically just here to say welcome back and also to tell you that we do have a story today. And it is Jeannie Marietta who is going to share with us. So before we do your story, let me just open us in prayer. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this group of women. I thank you for the time that we're going to have to reconnect and talk about the wonders of the season that we just came through and how we saw you in that season. And I just lift this day up to you. I ask that your Holy Spirit fill every single room, open our hearts, open our ears, and just fill us with excitement to be together again as a group of Christian women who want to, more than anything, to just have a deeper relationship with you. And I lift this morning up in your son's name. Amen. Okay, Jeannie.
Need to hold this up. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, I'm Jeannie Marietta. I was raised in a very small town, Swedish-Norwegian town in South Dakota, where everybody spoke or their last name was Erickson, Anderson, or Peterson. My last name was Erickson. We, along with 90% of the town, went to the Lutheran Church. And our Lutheran church was very much a part of our lives. After graduating from nursing school up north, I moved to Texas to work at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. I needed to get away from a relationship that was going nowhere, and I began to question my life, my faith, and where do I fit? And where does God fit? Well, God had definite plans for me when he placed John Marietta in my life. When I met him first at Texas Children's Hospital, where we worked, and then 2 weeks later at my best friend's wedding when we started dating. We married after he finished med school, and we moved to Austin 42 years ago. We have two precious married daughters and six grandchildren. So for over 30 years, I have been running at the Town Lake Hike and Bike Trail. I see Lorraine and Lynn down there sometimes. And that trail has been such a blessing in my life. I feel a closeness to God that has brought me so much closer to him in the quiet before the busy days begin. At the end of my run, I sit on my bench where I express gratitude to God. And I ask for guidance and protection. I pray for others. It's also at that bench that I feel nudges to try new things. Maybe lamplighters, thanks to Marilyn's nudge. And sometimes I feel a nudge to reach out to others. And for some reason over the holidays, I felt lots of nudges to get up here and tell a story that a friend of mine, Melissa, shared with me years ago, and it really impacted my faith. So Melissa's mother made some poor choices in life. She died when Melissa was young. So Melissa was raised by her father and her grandparents. As the years went by, Melissa married. She had three children, but it was the third baby who was born with a very serious heart defect. She had heart surgery when she was just a few weeks old. She flatlined twice in surgery. The doctors gave her very little hope for survival. But that little baby proved to be a fighter. So fast forward 5 years, and Melissa's home cleaning out her closet in their master bedroom, and she opened a box that she'd forgotten about, and it was full of family photos. So she spread the photos out on the bed, and then the little girl, who's now five, came bouncing in the room, and she climbed up on the bed, and she sees all these photos, and she looks and she points to a lady in the middle of a group of ladies, and she very excitedly said, "Mommy, that's the lady who rocked me in heaven when I had surgery." That lady was Melissa's mother. She became the angel for that precious baby. That's my story.
Okay, I'm going to try not to cry. That was beautiful. Thank you, Jeannie. That is a beautiful story. And that's why we tell these stories, because we want to learn about who God is in all of the situations in our lives. This is not anything that I planned, but I just want to ask, and I'm not going to make y'all do anything, but if you have told your story in this room anytime, this year, last year, or whatever, would you stand up for a minute? Okay, yes, give them a round of applause, but stay standing up just for a second. Would you please, if you felt nervous or you felt like you were out of your element, or if you thought, I don't know what I'm going to say, if any of those feelings came to you, raise your hand. Okay, thank you. You can sit down now. My point is, none of us ever feels like we are ready to do this. But as I go further and further through my life, what I realize is it's these stories that I hear from other people that not only make me see God, but make me look at my life in a different way. Look at the ordinary moments in my life with a different view to make me see where Jesus is in my life. And he's in there all day, every day. I just get so out of touch and out of tune that I don't notice it. So that's why we tell these stories, ladies. Because without having to memorize scripture, which is a good thing, and I want you to do it, but without having to memorize scripture, without having to come up with some elaborate, you know, novel, you can tell just what happens to you on a daily basis and has such a profound effect on other people's lives. And that's why we do it. We all remember these stories when we hear them in here. And it's a gift, because it also, the more you tell it, the easier it becomes to tell. So I want to encourage each of you to, like Jeannie did, pray about if you're being nudged to tell a story. And if you are, let Lorraine know, let me know, let Jan know, let someone know. And we can help you if you think you need help. You won't need help, but we can hold your hand. You can do it in any way that feels comfortable for you. You can stand up here, you can sit out there, you can write it down, you can go off the top of your head. We don't care. It's the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is using you to shine your light. So just think about that as we go into this new year, because we really want every single week to have a story from someone in this room, because I think it's just a beautiful example of how Jesus is with us every single day in every single way, and it's something that he wants us to share. Okay, with that, I think that's it. I'm going to pray us out of here, and I'm going to dismiss you all to go down into your rooms and reconnect. So let's pray. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you that you are with us every day in every way, and that when we come together and share our lives and our stories, that we can see you so clearly, and in turn we can go out and share our own stories and be a witness to the glory that is you. I ask just a real spirit of rejoicing fill these rooms as we go down and just reconnect. Bless this day to glorify you. And I ask this in your son's name. Amen.